Jewel Road and the war. We could make something again, cartoon here, about different people, different beings living on a planet that we're all same souls. And this is the same parents, but just temporarily residing in different kinds of bodies. It's not that. You know, and then we make sometimes judgments. We are better than you, I'm better than you, those are better than us, we are better than them. But here, and we've showed here, we don't have to speak, we have people living just now in Africa, Australia, the original people there, some parts just live very close to their cousins, or our cousins, the animals, some of whom are very close to us. Mukinshoku, monkeys, gorillas, and so on. And there they live. And we see them living out there in the natural nature with their little simple dwellings. And we can show that they are, you know, also eating and maintaining themselves, but then sometimes looking up the sky at night, wondering, looking at each other, wondering, and having this feeling of a divine higher beings, nature close around them. And then we can show them the Bhurloka, or the Bhuvarloka. Those who live here, you could say the Pretaloka platform, but are invisible, except to some, and they are medical men or women, who have contacts with other realms. We can't see them, we are simple people. I'm a hunter. I'm a gatherer, I'm a farmer, and so on. But then you go over to these other places, rising like the Olymp, the civilizations where you find someone sitting up in a corporate skyscraper and looking down upon those as if they were primitive. And yes, I mean, the word primitive could be appropriate if you think in terms of material comfort and looks and all of that. But then we find that these people are living up there, many of them having gotten and built their comfort and those big skyscrapers and castles that they live in compared to the others. By greed and sometimes rightly or outright parasitic means in other countries, and that's colonialism, and that's another story. But then they sit there and they talk proudly about these. You can see them on the screen, you know, these simple people. Indigenous, whatever. But they are primitive, but then we can show how these men and women living in these luxurious places, looking like heaven, are sometimes not so nice or greedy or more on the Annamaya platform than the ones out there eating, sleeping, having sex. Struggle for existence, of course, but then mind just sunk in, you could say, daily pleasures as much as possible. If nothing else, keeping the boredom away. People sitting talking around the table, drinking their sugared drinks and eating their sweet cakes, and much like the nobility and old France or whatever, Europe. So we can kind of build on this and show differences, but also show or ask the question there, who is more primitive actually in their souls? Because advancement is not about bodies moving around in a more complex environment. It's about the soul.